everybody. Welcome to a Monday. North Dakota State Representative Claire Corey is in the house, and she's running for District 42 Senate. We'll talk with her. By the way, your show today brought to you by Simonson's Car Wash. Brought to you by Simonson Car Wash, where you'll always feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Get 1 month free when you buy any single wash today and experience our Fast Pass unlimited washes all month long. No contracts, no hassles, just easy billing and the freedom to wash at any Simonson Car Wash locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Enjoy our high-powered vacuums to keep your interior spotless. We also have our free-to-use detail towels available for your convenience on-site. And don't forget to mention GFBS at the sales window for your complimentary air fresheners to keep your car smelling fresh and clean. Unlimited washes, unlimited savings, Simonson Fast Pass, your ticket to a clean and happy ride. Visit us today at 310 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks, and let Simonson Car Wash take care of you so you can feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. All right, everybody, if you have any questions or comments for Claire Corey, hey, feel free to call or text, all right? Our number here at the studios of Grand Forks Best Source is 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. And let's get it out of the way, our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. You know, I tried to play Frisbee with my dog yesterday. He fetches all the time, but I tried to play Frisbee with my dog yesterday. You talk about a waste of time. I need a flatter dog. Frisbee, dog. Yeah, yep, you know what I mean. Okay. I do want to, before we get going here, Claire's looking at me like, oh, man, you suck. this isn't a joke. Since we got you in here, state representative and everything, I'm going to go over some dumb North Dakota laws. These are all, as far as I know, factual. I looked them up this morning. Dumb North Dakota laws. It's illegal to sleep with your shoes on in North Dakota. It is illegal to sleep with your shoes on. How about no elk should be present in a sandbox in your backyard? No elk in your sandbox in the backyard. No horses shall sleep in bathtubs. That's a North Dakota law. If you get caught cloning yourself in North Dakota, 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. And finally, this one got me. No skinny dipping in the Red River between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. I don't know if I would ever skinny dip in that river, but there we go. Here we go. North Dakota State Representative Claire Corey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Fun to be back.
It was kind of a hit and miss deal with us. I get it. You're busy. And it's always hard to get the schedules to work out right, but I always look forward to it when you come in here. You know, we've known each other for 4 years now, and it seems like it was yesterday when we first met, the first time you were in here.
Time flies.
It does. Yeah. And now you're a veteran of the headphones and the microphone. How's that make you feel?
I like it.
Yeah. You had a big stint on some local radio last week. How did that go for you?
It was good. I had a lot of questions calling in, and it was a good time. We had a lot of calls, a lot of texts.
Mm-hmm.
Just probably people that have been wanting to ask me.
Sure.
Various questions, but
is it a little easier? You know, you were sitting in with County Commissioner Rusted. Mm-hmm. as the host. He fills in, but do you think it's easier talking to him than it would be the radio guy or not? And Mark likes to joke around a lot.
Yeah, and he's a close friend.
Yeah.
So it's
a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Sure.
It would have been either way, probably.
Right. Fine. People that don't know Claire Corey, please tell us about yourself.
Sure. So I have been serving in the North Dakota House for 5 years now. I decided to run for a vacancy. Jake Bloom was my predecessor, and he mm-hmm. resigned. And so I decided to run for that spot. The executive team, the executive committee of my district picked me to fill that vacancy. And then I decided to run for that. When my term was up, I mm-hmm. decided to run for that term. And so it's been 4 years now.
Oh,
a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
So now, before we get to the next step, if you would not be, you know, now you're running for Senate, but if not, would you have ran for representative again?
So if Senator Curwen had ran for Senate again, I wouldn't have challenged him. But yeah, so I would have ran for the House again.
Okay. Now I want to get deep here. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? All that fun stuff.
Okay, so grew up in Grand Forks.
Okay.
Went to Central High School.
Okay.
State champions the year I graduated
in
for hockey.
Oh, yeah. What year did you graduate?
17.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Then I went to UND.
Okay.
Got a degree in public administration and political science.
Okay.
I had a chance to intern with Senator John Hoeven when I was in when I was at UND. And so I went out to D.C., went on the Hill.
How cool was that?
It was cool. I liked it, but I like North Dakota better. So
it's a little crazy busy in D.C., isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was tons of protests. I was there during the longest government shutdown in history. It was 2019.
Wow.
And so that all paychecks are back paid. So
workers
aren't getting their paychecks. And so we were getting phone calls off the hook. So there was that. There was the Palestine protests, I think. There's always protests.
There's always something going on in D.C.
There's always something. It's crazy.
So what I've heard, my wife has been to D.C. numerous times. I've heard it's a great place to visit. I've got a very good friend who played professional hockey in Washington, D.C. for the Capitals, and he didn't think it was all roses over there. He said it's pretty rough, and he wouldn't want to live there even though he had to. But there's something good to be said about not much going on like North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
There's stuff going on, but.
So the one nice thing about it, though, is that it's the cleanest city I've ever seen.
Really?
When you go to New York, there's rats, there's trash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People care about D.C.
Sure.
Because it's kind of like a.
Okay. And they probably pay a lot more people to clean up.
Well, that could be too. But I feel like it's just kind of a different crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
People truly care about.
Yeah. They're not pooping in the streets like they are out on the West Coast and dropping their needles all over the place and things like that. Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
So that's one good side of it. But anyway, so that was, I loved it. And I fell in love with the public policy process, constituency outreach,
mm-hmm.
things like that. I absolutely loved it. So that's when I came home, that's why I decided I wanted to run, because I just loved it so much.
When you were growing up, did you ever in a billion years think that politics was going to be in the future of Claire Corey?
No. So my mom sent me to Girl State when I was in high school.
Is that kind of like making you take piano lessons? Is the way you're talking about it, that's the way you felt about it?
Yes. Okay. I was like, I am not going to this.
Yeah.
I actually really liked it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you tell your mom that when you got home that you really liked it? Okay.
No, maybe I did. It was fun.
That's good.
So that's where I kind of started. And then I took like my civics class in my senior year of high school. And I was like, this is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I decided to be a political science major, public administration.
Was it anything being in politics, doing what you're doing, was it anything like you learned in school? Was it anything like you imagined it would be? Or how hard of a learning curve was it? And how long did it take for you to feel comfortable when you're on the floor and doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I would say that the first part of your question, now I forgot your first.
No, I forgot.
Oh my gosh.
How much difference was it from what you learned in school and when you were out in D.C.?
Okay, so I would say school didn't prepare me at all.
Right.
I would say that being out in D.C. and seeing it for myself and actually going to the committee hearings and in talking with Senator Hoeven and things like that, that was way more valuable than my college experience. But had I not gone to college, obviously I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't be here now type thing. So it's, you know, but all of my classes did not prepare whatsoever.
It's funny because when I went to radio and television school, I learned almost everything, but my instructors kept telling me, you will learn way more in 1 month on the job than you will here that we can teach you. And they were absolutely right. Now, when you first were a state representative, were you even old enough to legally drink?
Barely.
So when you first showed up in Bismarck, were people like, hey, whose kid are you? Or
yeah, I actually got asked, are you a page or things like that? I can't even remember. Who are you? What are you working for? Yeah. Like questions like that. But it's funny because I've been knocking a lot of doors for my race now. Uh-huh. And I've gotten, are you even out of high school yet?
Yeah, like, still.
Yeah, thanks for the compliment.
But yeah, that's not a bad compliment.
It's not a bad one, but I don't think I look that young.
Well, you still look pretty young.
So,
but that's okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Did it take a while for the people in Bismarck when you're at the hearings? And how long did it take for them to take you seriously, or did it not take any time at all because of how young you look? And, I mean, let's face it, you were a rookie back then.
Yeah, I definitely had to earn my... Mm-hmm. Credibility,
as people should,
right? Anyone should.
Yep.
But yeah, it did take a while. But like, it's interesting. You lean on the people that are policy experts and mm-hmm. things. So you're a race car guy. So any race car bills, I'm coming to you.
Okay, perfect.
Right?
Yeah. So that's right. What you right. Do. Was there anybody that kind of took you under their wing? I know you've talked highly of Kurt, and now you're running for his position or whatever. But was there anybody? Because we've got some outstanding people in Grand Forks involved with politics, I think.
Yeah, I would for sure say Scott Meyer.
He's sure,
been good one to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
Always answers his phone whenever I have questions, type thing. He's
yep.
been really good.
We love having him on the show, too.
Yeah, he's a good conservative.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Kurt Kroon decides he's going to retire. Was it just a flip of a coin, or did you know right away that you were going to run?
No, I thought about it for a while because the house is my home.
Mm-hmm.
I have all my friends in the house, and I have all my, you know, respected colleagues and things like that. And so when you move over chambers, it's you have to start over.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know the senators.
Yeah,
you've kind of worked with them a little bit for when your bills cross over, but it's different. You're in a different chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't do it right away. You know, I think it was like 2 weeks, but I was thinking about it. But I'll tell you, one of the main reasons that made me decide to make that decision is Grand Forks has lost major influence in the past couple of years.
We have.
Senator Holmberg
experienced
leaving.
Influence, yeah.
Senator Kruen being done, and that was kind of my decision. So mm-hmm. the Senate alone is going to lose 8 members
wow.
of the Senate. So there's 47 total. So
yeah.
they're losing, and this is pre-term limits, by the
sure.
way. This
sure.
is just natural. I want to say 6 of them were appropriators.
Wow.
And so that's a third of the Appropriations Committee.
Man.
Right. So that's not saying I'm on that committee or anything like that, but I'm just saying that the Senate needs someone with influence. Grand Forks needs someone with influence.
Yeah.
Not influence, experience.
Experience. And yeah, being you're only young, still young, but you've got the experience now.
Yeah.
It's funny, for you, those of you that don't know, when Representative Corey, we were talking about term limits, and I was all for them until talking with you, and you set me straight. You really did. In fact, some of my hardcore buddies who think there should be term limits, I brought up my story to them with you. And they all went, oh, yeah, that kind of does make sense, doesn't it? And that story was basically in a nutshell. You know, we need to get rid of the Nancy Pelosi's and the people that have been doing it for 9,000 years. But if you do 2 term limits and you started at, what, 21 years old, so, okay, do the math. You're going to be done and gone before you're 30. What do you even, I mean, how long does it take to even get the experience to be a good senator, a good representative, all of that stuff? By the time you finally, you're just getting there where you really, you know, and all of a sudden, okay, you're done. Now I get it.
Yeah, so I'm still learning things.
Right,
right. As silly as that sounds, the process is not easy.
No.
And we have a very, very good legislative council that will train us and, mm-hmm. and tell us the procedures. It's like it's not like anything you've ever done before. It's totally,
oh, I bet.
You know, you have to learn all of the you have to learn all of the rules and procedures and how to, Mr. Chairman, how to mm-hmm. address everyone. That's different.
Yeah,
you don't do
yeah.
that in school.
Yeah.
Or I mean, any other.
Yeah. Well, your manners are going to be tested and your etiquette, right?
Yeah. And then you have to learn all the policies. You got to know water, you got to know budget, you got to know education, you got to know taxes. So, and you have to vote on all that. So you got to know all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. But what do you think about the term limits on age or the age measure?
I fill me in a little more.
So it basically says that you can't be in Congress if you're 80 or older.
I have I don't really have a problem with it. I have known a lot of people that are in their 80s or 90s and that are very sharp. They drive, they do all of that stuff. But odds are, if you're still doing it in your 80s, you've probably been doing it since your 50s minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, 30 years? Or maybe we should do something like that. You know, a 20-year or 30-year or something. But how do you? I mean, or once you turn 75, make you take a test? I mean, what do you do?
It definitely depends on the person.
Right, because now when we get, I mentioned Pelosi, but look at that district or where she's from. Yeah. Of course, they're going to stay with her until they prop her up and pretend she's still alive. But that's just how certain people are. But it's all obvious up to us. She wasn't doing anything for the country anymore, but that's how it goes, especially with that side of the party. You know, that party?
She's duly elected by her constituents.
Well, so. And that tells you about her constituents, right? Marie Stewart says, you go, girl. Naomi, there should be mental tests as people get older to see if they're fit for Congress. Biden isn't even fit mentally to testify before a jury, as his team literally said. That's one thing that blows me away. They're not going to test him because they know he'd just do horrible, but they're still going to let him run for president again. Yeah. That kind of stuff just blows me away. You know, and it's almost like driving too. I have bad road rage because of people that don't know how to drive, the blinkers, the pulling out. They think turn lanes on South Washington are merge lanes. People like that, it drives me nuts. I think that you should have to take a test every year once you turn a certain age, but it should only cost you like $2. You know what I mean?
It's like a little
written test. Right, kind of. Sure, yeah, still, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. People who don't know the difference, what is the difference between being a representative and being a senator? I know you kind of hit on a little bit of it, but for the people that don't know.
Yep. So the Senate is oftentimes known as the upper chamber. They confirm people in the government agencies, so they make those confirmation approvals. They have only 47 senators where there's 94 representatives, so there's double. We always say, when I was in the House, we'd tease people and say, senators, you got to do double the work because there's only one of you. It's kind of fun. But so there's less of them, so you need less votes to pass bills. So I'm over here in the House. Oh, I got to get 53 votes or whatever for something to pass over here. When I go there to the Senate, you only need 24 or something like that. So it's just, you know, less numbers that you're working with.
Okay. And how many state senators does North Dakota have?
47.
Okay. And that's now, it took me a while to figure, I'm going to tell you this right now, Claire. I didn't know squat about politics until we started this Grand Forks Best Source. And now I'm starting to learn, but a lot of people didn't know. I mean, a state senator and a U.S. senator, they're different, yes. Right?
Yep.
U.S. senators, we have two.
We have one U.S. Congressman, Kelly Armstrong.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
And do we have what's called a U.S. senator?
We have two U.S. senators.
Okay.
So that's Constitution. There's two U.S. senators per state.
Okay.
Where the House is based on population.
Okay,
of
sure.
Your state.
Okay.
So we haven't even reached our population to get our one.
Right, right. Okay.
Which is kind of funny to think about.
Yeah, it is. So now a U.S. senator would live full time in Bismarck. Am I correct or not?
No.
Okay.
They're in D.C.
Or in D.C., I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, in D.C. Yes. Okay. And you, okay. Okay. I see. I'm learning now, too,
and
I knew that.
They come home to do constituency services when they're on recess and things like that. They, you know, they have a couple of weeks in August and whatnot. I think they fly home on the weekends, too, to see their family, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
But I don't know everything.
And I'm guessing they make a little more money than a state senator probably does.
Yeah, I think they're well into the six figures.
Well, boy. I did notice, though, you have got some good endorsements backing you up. I know County Commissioner Mark Rusted is endorsing you, and now I see Senator Kevin Cramer also endorsing you. That's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, Senator Cramer has been super supportive of my race. He reached out, what can I do for you? Wanted to do the endorsement, so I thought that was pretty cool. He said a nice quote about me, and
that's good.
Yeah,
that's all good stuff.
Thumbs up over there.
There you go. I tell you what, we're going to take a little break. This is cool. I love talking to State Representative Claire Corey, who is now running for District 42 Senate seat. We'll have more with Claire in just a minute. The Broken Drum Bar brings you Bike Night. Hop on your bike and ride to the Broken Drum Monday nights all summer long. From 6 to 9, enjoy Bike Night specials on domestic bottles, cans, and rails. $3.75 Fireball of McGillicuddy's. $4 Busch Light Pounders. There's deals on domestic and import taps. And $2 off any burger basket of your choice. Bike Night at the Broken Drum. And you don't need two wheels to hang out for a great time. The Broken Drum Monday nights. Place to be from 6 to 9. It's Bike Night for 21 and older. Kick off the week the right way. Monday night Bike Night at the Broken Drum across from Home of Economy in Grand Forks. Bike Night tonight at the Broken Drum, everybody, if you want to go check it out. North Dakota State Representative Claire Corey in the studio today, of course. She is running for District 42 Senate. Saw some signs. You do a lot with your social media also, which I think is very important. But I like how you strategically place some of your signs and got some good places there. Judy's was one. Let's talk a little bit about your campaign manager. I kind of thought maybe she'd be here today, but she slept in, really?
Yep, she's sleeping in. So, if Bailey, if you're listening,
you could have been here. Yeah.
We'll come on again. Yeah, let's give a shout out to the businesses that have supported my sign locations.
Okay.
Grand Forks Welding, the Red Hydrant.
Oh, sure.
White Boda Carpet, Spicer Trucking.
Wow.
Judy's Bar, Thunder Rays.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Rayleigh. Awesome.
I think there's a couple more if I'm forgetting them. But
are you one of the people, is it hard? See, this would be hard for me to do, but is it hard for you to go knock on some business's door and say, hi, I'm Claire Corey, and I'm guessing most of them would say, yeah, I know who you are. But when you say, can I put this ginormous sign in front of your place, what do they usually say, and how hard is that for you, Claire Corey, to go ask these people for that?
Well, it's not like random businesses. It's ones that I've had connections
with. And you know, yeah, okay. Yeah,
and so when I do ask, they'll say, absolutely.
Or the worst they can say is no.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a no yet, but it's absolutely, Claire. Because they know I support the business community, and I frequent their establishments. Mm-hmm. So
you're so politically well put. I frequent their establishments. Okay, we see the signs. How about, did you knock on doors? Have you been doing that? Are you planning on doing it? And if you have been, are you going to do more?
Yeah, we've been out knocking. It's fun because then I get yard sign locations that way too.
Sure.
And the little ones in people's grass, and then the big banners for fences or for out of town. But anyways, yeah, door knocking is a great way to get sign locations. So if anyone's listening and wants a sign, message me, call me.
Yeah, text me. And I tell you what, I'd like to personally know who I want to vote for. If somebody that was running for office came and knocked on my door, I'd probably drill them for about 10 minutes. I mean, yeah. I would. I'd throw questions out there. I'd want to see how sharp they are with their answers and their replies. And have you ran into any of those type of people yet? Or are they just handshakers with a smile and they, thanks, you got my vote, put a sign in the yard and see ya?
Absolutely no. There's people that are definitely, they want to ask questions because they, I mean, it's a big deal, right?
Right,
it's,
it is.
Some people think that like just your president's the kingmaker. But it's your local people, your county commissioners, your legislators, your school boards, people that do honestly make a bigger difference in your everyday lives. So, yeah, I get people that are totally want to ask questions, and I do. You know, I go in, sit down on their kitchen table, and they tell me about what's keeping them up at night, and it's fun.
You know, a lot of politicians, especially if they don't know an answer to a question, they'll try to beat around the bush and sugarcoat things and all of that. When maybe people, especially me, if I asked them a question and they didn't know the answer, I would much rather get, you know what, that's a good question and I can't give you an answer right now, but let me do a little research on it and I'll get back to you type thing. How is Claire Corey when it comes to that? Are you going to be tiptoeing and dancing? Or are you just going to be forthright and outright and say, you know what, that's a great question, I'm not sure?
Well, John, I know everything.
Okay. So does your campaign manager, who, by the way, is up.
She's up, Bailey.
Yeah, I wish I was there with my friend. I am her campaign manager. I am her role model. I love her. I'm so lucky to be a part of District 42 family. Bailey Biergi.
We love you, Bailey.
Yeah, we do. She's awesome. Saw you on Facebook. Well, I creep you all the time. What was the deal with the infrastructure shoot at the Olivand? You looked like you were having a blast.
So that was pretty fun. I've done some op-eds on the infrastructure dollars that have came to North Dakota, specifically Grand Forks, whether it be for roads or for mm-hmm. our water infrastructure. But I got reached out to by a lobbying firm that they had somebody from Arizona coming to do a shoot. And they said, hey, can you say a couple words about your support in the infrastructure funding? And I said, sure. So they brought mm-hmm. a whole film crew wow. from Arizona. It was cool. They had a teleprompter up there, so mm-hmm. I got to read my, I just said, hey, thanks for bringing, this infrastructure money to Grand Forks, and it will help our energy, our buildings, our roads, our water. It was a quick little shoot. But
I remember just over 4 years ago, the first time you were in the studio, and now you're kind of used to the lights, the cameras, and the action and all of that stuff.
Right.
Your media skills have come a long way. Are you feeling more comfortable now? Because I know it was a little tough at first for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. A little easier doing radio than this because there's no cameras, or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, cameras are a little bit intimidating because they had like four set up.
Yeah,
and they had the lights, the cameras. It was in the lobby of the Olivand, mm-hmm. beautiful hotel.
So now with learning and with the experience you have in politics, now I would imagine when somebody reaches out to you and says, hey, this is what we're doing, like they did there at the Olivand, you got to jump on that stuff, I would imagine, because it's just getting the name Claire Corey out there even more.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
You're not begging for them, though.
No.
I get that. Everybody runs on a platform. What will Claire Corey's platform be? What does North Dakota need? What do we need here?
I would say the biggest thing I hear when I knock on everyone's door is tax relief.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a measure on the ballot to abolish property taxes.
Yeah.
And so that's something very serious. And that's what I'm hearing at doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that gets on the ballot, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
if people bring that forward. So I'd say taxes, number one, safe communities, and school choice.
Okay.
Those are my three.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I love Minnesota, born and raised there. I've spent the majority of my life in Minnesota, but I'm on the fence right now, as are a lot of my Minnesota friends. Not only do I hate the politics in my town, a bunch of good old boys, but the taxes, everything in Minnesota, I mean, it's democratically run state. My taxes, I hear people complain about property taxes in Grand Forks. Come over to Minnesota, where we're still paying for rebuilding the Minneapolis St. Paul from the George Floyd crap that went down. But if it gets to be the no property tax thing in North Dakota, you think there's people moving into the state now? I would imagine that's going to be quite the thing to get more people in.
Well, we would be, I want to say, the first state they would ever have
yeah.
no property taxes. I think there's a couple other states collecting signatures.
Yep.
And so.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah. So, but we would be the first one. So,
okay. I know there's some states where once you reach a certain age, it's capped and things like that. And I know down in Arkansas, they've got some pretty good incentives for older retired people to stay as far as their property taxes and stuff go. Absentee voting starts May 2nd. What is absentee voting, if people don't know?
Yeah, so absentee voting is a form of voting, much like you do when you go to the polling place.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it from your home.
Okay.
And so you can fill out an application on the Secretary of State's website, and you can request your ballot, and then you get sent it in the mail. And so you can fill it out at the leisure of your home, and that's one of the ways that we can vote in this state. And primarily if you're elderly, or if you're going to be gone mm-hmm, during mm-hmm. election week, or
right, it's not a lazy voting period for people that just don't want to go outside. I get it. A lot of people can't drive.
Sure.
A lot of people, if they do, maybe they're a little iffy and they're on the complete other side of town or where you got to vote, or maybe you're going to be gone on vacation. But yeah, just so folks, it's better off to go do it on your own. But if you have to, you have to. The Republican State Convention recently held. How fun was that? Because the pictures I saw looked like it was a lot of fun. Are those fun, or are they kind of, you know what I mean? You're kind of a little nervy, maybe, or not.
Yeah, so I didn't super appreciate or enjoy the outcome of some of the races.
Mm-hmm.
I was super happy that Kelly Armstrong got the endorsement for governor. So that was good. No, it's fun because you see everyone from around the state.
Sure.
And all of the legislators, all of their district chairs, all of their my uncle was there randomly.
Oh.
He lives in, I think, District 29. So
okay, where's District 29?
It's like Cooperstown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Montpelier.
Oh, sure. Okay. A couple of things I want to ask your opinion on. One is, it was just announced after a lot of work, I know, and it kind of blows me away because I'm seeing the aftermath and the comments, but 47th Street Interchange, we're finally going to have another off-ramp. Grand Forks has only got three. You go to Fargo, they've got eight or nine of them or whatever, but we need one. We're not going to grow anymore to the north, hardly, I don't think. We're going to keep growing to the south. Is 47th Street, is that the best place, in Claire Corey's opinion?
Yeah, I would say it's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited for it because, well, I don't live on the north end, or I live on the north end.
Yep.
It's not going to really affect the way I get home,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's going to take a lot of traffic off of 32nd.
Oh, absolutely.
And that road is terrible.
Oh, my God. And even when it's okay, the road is so bad because of all the traffic. It's to the point I can't stand going to the south end anymore. I don't like going down 32nd, even though I have to a few times. But I don't because of the traffic and because of all the traffic, how bad the road is. But Marie wants to know, what do you think will happen to the value of property within the state if property taxes are abolished? Will that make a difference on property values, in your opinion? See, I don't know. I mean, if anything, and this is, you can answer after this, I guess, but usually, like, when I get the letters saying, you know, your house has been valued, property value, property tax value of whatever, it's usually not even in the ballpark. It's either way high or way low. Do you think, is it going to really hurt the property values? Is it going to make it worse or better?
That's one of the things I haven't even looked into.
Mm-hmm, right. And how would you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a realtor or mm-hmm. not. But somebody brought up last night to me, they asked me about the Valley Middle School referendum that, you know, for the new Valley Middle School. And they said, yeah, this is going to make, we're going to have to pay more, but then the value of their houses around that neighborhood is going to go up.
Probably sure.
Because they're on a brand new middle school.
Yeah, so yeah. It's in a brand new house.
Yeah, it's probably interesting to think both sides of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never, thanks Marie for the question, I've never...
Okay.
Thought
yeah,
about it that
I,
way,
I never have, I guess, thought about that either.
No.
It's going to probably be voted on again. I know it has been the last couple of elections. Legalizing recreational marijuana in North Dakota. The states all around it do it now. Canada, Montana, Minnesota. Is North Dakota, I mean, are they going to jump on board, or are they going to keep, you know, a Republican-run state? I don't know. Do you think they'll vote it through this time? I know the first time it was too vague. I thought maybe last year or last election, I thought they had a chance, but it's going to come up again.
Well, my vote's public on this, so I'll just say I voted for it. It's mm-hmm. been in the, we've had it in the legislature, came to the House floor, it passed in the 2021 session, and then when I got over to the Senate, it died.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a legislative issue before.
Yeah.
So I've been open about that, but yeah, I'll vote for it if,
you know. Yeah. And I'm taking it, you're not a stoner.
No.
I mean, there's other ways to look at it. People right away, you know, East Grand Forks, it was funny when their city council was talking about it because to get a dispensary in town, they put a moratorium on it or whatever for 2 years. So right away it couldn't be done. And now you got one of their city council members saying, well, I want this right downtown because that's all we need is a bunch of college kids driving around neighborhoods looking for this store. So right there, he's saying college kids are a bunch of druggies or pot smokers. But there's more to it than that. They're finding out more and more now that it helps people with certain ailments. both physical and mental, and the state can make money off it too. You know, yeah, it's not just so everybody can smoke pot.
Well, that's the same argument for like sports betting. So people are already doing it. People are already finding ways to do what they want, and so now let's give the state some money and.
Yeah, it's not like you can drive around with a, you know, whatever, and your window down with a big bong in your hand. There are rules, there are laws, there are, you know, things that you have to follow. It's like what they did to be 21 to drink. Yep. I mean, they've got their rules and regulations.
So I actually haven't, I'll be honest, I haven't actually read the measure yet, so mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't say I'm going to vote for it yet. I should read it first, mm-hmm. or I will read it before I vote on it.
Yeah, I mean, it could be different then.
Yeah, I just want to make sure there's nothing weird in it.
But. Yeah, it's funny because the guy who's leading the charge on this was the mayor of Bismarck for a while, and I used to work with him in radio.
Okay.
He used to live in Grand Forks, and so he worked with us at a radio company that I worked with. And lo and behold, a couple years later, you find out he's the mayor, and it's like, what the hell? And I'm glad to see that he's doing that. Marie, yes, we do have a dispensary in Grand Forks for medical health reasons. And now, for somebody like me, if I was to get my medical card, I have to go all the way to Moorhead. Because I can't just come to Grand Forks, and because it wouldn't be from Grand Forks. It would be, you know, my Minnesota card. So
you can't use that in North Dakota?
I don't think you can, okay. Because I've got a friend in Thief River Falls, my hometown. He has to go all the way to Moorhead. So that's a long way, but now and that's to use the medical part of it. But if you want to just do the recreational, you could go to like Manoman. You know, it's a closer drive. If you sign up for medical, you can't have a concealed carry either, which I think is a bunch of crap. Yeah, because anybody that smokes marijuana, they go kill people. Yeah, that's not right.
We also need to revamp the medical and expand it too, because right now it's just flowers.
Yeah, yeah. What would you do? What would you expand it? Are you talking like the gummies or?
So it's edible. Uh-huh. Would be the technology.
Okay.
So that's something that we have also tried and failed.
Yeah.
In the legislature.
Yeah. You know, I.
Let's talk about our wins.
Yeah. Very well. That's true.
Instead of our losses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it. I just seem to think that people, and I'm going to put it to sleep after this. I think people lean on or rely on pharmaceuticals too much, and pretty soon you've got a zombie sitting around that house that doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, that's
but
pretty scary.
You know, that kind of bothers me. When do you go back out west, and how long are you there for when you go to Bismarck? And how, what are your accommodations like? Do you have friends? Do you stay in a motel, or what do you do? And when are you going back?
So I'm on we're in the interim right now. Mm-hmm. We're not in session, and I'm pretty busy campaigning, and I don't have any committees yet. I serve on higher ed, juvenile justice, and judiciary. Three different committees. And so that's pretty busy. But I think next time I go back will be in June. I think it's going to be after the primary. So because I gotta stay home, and I'm not going to get votes going to Bismarck. I gotta stay here and campaign.
Okay, so what is a typical day like when you're in Bismarck? Is it a Monday through Friday thing? Are you a 9-to-5-er? Or how does that work? Because let's face it, I've heard some horror stories where you guys are stuck in there for a long time, but what is it like?
Sure. So our normal day is you go to committee in the morning. I usually get to the Capitol about 6 a.m. because that's where you do the talking.
Yep.
You have your coffee. You talk about what bills are up today, and mm-hmm. that's where you get your insights and stuff. So
that's where the gossip starts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The tea.
Yeah, the tea.
So I usually get there about 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get to my desk, crank out emails, stuff like that. Committee starts at 8, so you go to your committee rooms and you hear bills, and then you have lunch at noon to 1,
mm-hmm.
and then at 1 you go to vote, and you vote on the floor. And North Dakota is pretty unique in that way, where every bill gets a hearing and a vote.
Okay.
And so, for example, in Minnesota, you can, if the committee chair doesn't like your bill, too bad, going in the trash.
Yeah.
So you don't even get a shot. Where in North Dakota, the committee can vote for a bad recommendation on your bill, and you can turn around and pass it on the floor if you get the votes. So that's kind of interesting. So we have a lot of bills to vote on. I think it was 1,000-something last session.
Okay. That's
so anyways, we go back into committee in the afternoons, and you're usually there until 5 or 6. When we're at the end of session, we've been there till 3 in the morning sometimes. So
man,
you got to get
and
your
then back
work
at
done.
6.
Yeah, and the pay runs from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. the next day.
Okay.
So if you're there, you get this much per day, no matter what. If you're there from...
Yeah. If you calculate it doesn't matter if you're there 10 hours or 23 hours, you get paid the same.
Or five, yeah. So Fridays, we get out a little bit early. Sure. So we can get home. But I calculated it out. It's about $20 an hour.
All right. And okay, now, but where do you stay? Do they give you living expense money? Do you get per diem or any of that kind of stuff?
We don't get per diem, but okay. We get our per diem is our pay.
Okay. So that's what our pay is called. Okay.
But we get accommodations, so I stay at a hotel when I'm there.
Yeah. Are you like poolside in a 5-star?
No. But it's nice. It's nice not to have to make your bed every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I suppose.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It was weird when COVID, because that's when the maids stopped coming.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like, they would, you'd be like once a week.
Yeah. So then they really get to see if you're sloppy or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything I haven't talked about that you want to talk about?
I would say that experience matters for my race, right? So we passed, I mean, I helped with Governor Burgum and the committee chair, Craig Hedlund, pass the largest tax cut in state history.
Yeah.
That was something that I have my record.
Mm-hmm.
It was $515 million.
Wow.
And I stress that at every single door because that's big money right there.
Yeah.
That if we keep taking too much, I say this all the time, if we take more money than we need to give it back.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We need to give it back.
That's worth a round of applause.
So that's one of the things that I just wanted to emphasize. Experience matters in this race.
Okay. So when you go knocking on a door and somebody they answer the door and they have no clue that Claire Corey is there talking to them, what do you say? Hi, I'm Claire Corey, and I'm running for District 42 Senate. What do you tell them then? Just what you told me?
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Just kind of talk to them and see if what's on their mind.
Yeah. You really do love Grand Forks in North Dakota, don't you?
Yeah.
You can see it on your face. You're planning on being here for the rest of your life?
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
So, although my brother actually lives in Whitefish, Montana, it's beautiful.
Well, I've seen some of your social media posts where you like to go out there.
We do.
I have a lot of friends in Montana, and it's one of the few states I've never been to.
What?
I think I just went through a little tiny little corner of it. Yeah, I got a bunch of fishing buddies that are out there, and it looks like it'd be a lot of fun. It looks like it's kind of my kind of place, but
it's beautiful there, but it's super expensive. I think after the Yellowstone show,
everybody wants to move there
hypothesis.
Now.
Hypothesis. Yeah, yeah, because the show exposed how beautiful it is.
Right, right.
People had no clue before that.
Mm-hmm. But, and I mean, it's like people moving here too from like the Oregons and the Californias and the lip states, those kind of states. People are coming here and they're liking it. It's been kind of fun.
Well, it's completely crazy how different Grand Forks is from the Western, like Medora, Dickinson.
Yeah.
It's totally a different.
Would you live on the Western part of the state? Just because, say, like right on the border, because you're so close to Montana, would that be something that would interest you, or you'd rather be here?
No, I would definitely do that. My cousin's ranch out in on the border of North Dakota and Montana.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be fun.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah. What's up for the rest of the day for Claire Corey?
Well, I'm going to go go with Bailey, do some campaign stuff, and I think I'm going to go into record some radio at KNOX.
Mm-hmm.
So
we won't hold that against you.
Okay, thank you. Well, you asked what I was doing.
I know I did. Are you busier now since you announced that you're going to run? Has it been more hectic for you?
Yeah, it's been. I get a lot of calls, and people have questions. People want to earn, you know, and earn my vote, earn their,
Right.
No, but it's been, and people say, hey, I want to talk to you about this. And then, so I also work for 322 Hospitality Group, and they're the ones that manage, I think, 9 brands. They have the Olivan, Skies.
Okay.
So all that. So I'm busy with that, too, because we do, I do their events.
Mm-hmm.
So weddings, galas, formals.
Yeah, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. So that's also super busy, but
Cool. Your phone's been going nonstop. Is it like that for you all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a curse or is it okay?
It's okay.
Yeah? You just got to remember to turn it back on, the volume. I do that all the time. Yeah. I'll turn on my sound or turn it off when I'm in here, and then I forget all about it, and then I end up missing like 5 phone calls. Help her with signs. She put sign at GFBS. I help a lot with her. That's Bailey, and I'm glad Bailey's watching. Anything else we want to add? Or, you know, I got a feeling we might see you again before election. I don't know. When is the election?
June 11th.
Okay, we probably won't. June 11th. Early voting starts in like 2 days, 3 days.
So I'm going to correct you on that.
Absentee voting.
Absentee voting.
Yeah.
Early voting is the week before election.
Okay.
And then June 11th is, I'm an election day voter. I always vote on election day. So
yep.
June 11th, get out to vote. I need support.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Perfect. And it's absentee voting starts on the 2nd. I'm a day of the vote voter too. But my town hall is literally just down the highway from my house. It takes me takes longer to drive there and back than it does for me to go in and vote. It's nice. You walk into this little teeny little building and they know you by name when you walk in, and boom, 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 and you're out of there.
Do they still check your ID?
I don't know if they do or not, because it's the same people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably do, I would imagine.
Co-workers are awesome.
Right, right. And they are. I just wish more people would go vote. It's a privilege. I mean, it really is a privilege for us to do that. I got a good feeling for you. Are you pretty confident going into the election?
I don't take one day for granted.
No, that's a great answer. That's a great answer. Claire Corey, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It didn't turn out to be a 3-hour deal.
No.
That's okay, though, right?
We can keep going.
How about we go afterwards when the cameras are off? We'll keep rolling here, okay?
All right.
Claire Corey, again, good luck. I think you're going to do just fine. She's running for District 42 Senate. Get out and vote, all right? And she's the girl right here. Thanks for coming in. I want this friendship to keep on going. So you are definitely going to win that election. I can feel it. CNH Insurance, want to give them a shout out for bringing to today's show. You know, they begin with a goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. They strive to give everyone who walks through their door special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. It's their priority. Agents have a ton of experience, over 50 years. They're licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. Here's what you do. Contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy, 218-773-0287. Or you can also drop in. Their office is at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest of East Grand Forks. You know what? Our insurance here at Grand Forks Best Source comes from CNH Insurance. You might think about doing the same thing. All right. Again, thank you to Claire Corey, North Dakota State Representative running for District 42 Senate. Kit has got Common Sense Uncensored at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a great show. Make sure you tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show. It dings every time we go on the air. Pretty cool deal. You know, Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.